African Media Entertainment appointed Dave Tiltman as CEO. He took over the reins at the beginning of December last year. AME owns a number of radio stations, including Algoa FM, Classic 1027, OFM, United Stations, and MoneyWeb, amongst others. Tiltman has been in the radio game for some 30 years and comes to the job ready to take its businesses to their optimum. He joined me in studio earlier to share his vision for the AME business. Dave, AME hasn't had a CEO for a long time. What does this mean for the company now that you're in the hot seat?
I think it's great news for the company. I think, we're going to work really hard on fixing the things that need to be sorted out. And there's quite a bit of that. So it's quite challenging, to be honest. And then really moving the company forward in terms of media, digital, and the rest. And we're really going to look at the landscape as a whole and work out a new strategy for the group.
And so what do you see as the main cobwebs that you need to deal with?
Well, I think some of the smaller subsidiaries that the group's bought recently need a little bit more fine-tuning. I have been working across the group for the past 14 months, so I've kind of got used to and I really do need to understand where the focus has to be. So with a microscope on that, I'll spending more time on a few of the subsidiaries. Without mentioning names, I guess at the end of the day, we want the group to function well. And for me, the biggest thing is to work on synergies across the group, and I think there's plenty of scope for that.
So what big milestones has the organization reached thus far?
Well, going back in time, I mean, AME has been around for quite a long, long time. I'm probably one of the last of the sort of founding settlers in the group, but certainly it's come a long way. And whilst radio was initially the stepbrother in the organization, now it's kind of the leading light. So in terms of the highlights, we obviously own majority stake in two of commercial stations, the one in central South Africa, OFM, and then obviously Algoa FM, which is where I've come from, and they're currently the commercial radio station of the year in South Africa, which is the first commercial station outside of Gauteng to be awarded that. So we're very proud of the performance of Algoa FM. And then just to service our businesses from a revenue perspective, we have our sales house, which is really one of the top three in the country. And then we recently got more involved in MoneyWeb, which has been really exciting. I really believe there's a lot of scope for MoneyWeb to grow. And as I mentioned earlier, I'm certainly going to be spending a lot more time on working and growing the brand across the country and using the synergies in our group to grow that. And outside of that, we've rebranded one of our smaller businesses that was called Radioheads, which services mainly external clients, as opposed to United Stations, who service mostly internal clients. Mm-hmm. And they're now called Mediaheads 360, which also gives them a lot more access to the bigger media picture, and as opposed to being a radio head where only radio campaigns were booked previously. So that's kind of the majority of the group. But outside of that, we have a digital platforms business in Bloemfontein. Mm-hmm. We 50% owners of MyRen Publishing with CTB Caxton in Bloemfontein. So yeah, it's quite a diverse portfolio of businesses. And then right on top, the cherry on top, is we also have a property division.
And going forward, in terms of strategy, is online digital really the way forward in your view?
Everyone's playing in the digital space at the moment, and obviously there's a lot of room for growth. People are making more and more money every year, and obviously it comes off a lot smaller base. Our core business is definitely still radio, but all our businesses are slowly moving away from being just a radio station to being a media company, and in that is a strong digital component. And I think, you know, not to keep harping on with the synergies, but that's certainly going to be a way of broadening the scope across the group, and then the digital synergies are endless.
Perhaps I should have asked you at the top. We talk about, you know, big words that encompass things like synergies. What do you mean when you talk about synergies, especially for a media company?
Okay, well, let's talk about an easy one, because I'm sitting in the MoneyWeb studios on SAFM. So we have two radio brands that are outside of the SABC, obviously, and that is Algoa FM in the Eastern and a bit of the Western Cape, and then That's OFM in Central South Africa. So the biggest thing there is that MoneyWeb creates plenty of great business content. We need to elevate that onto our radio platforms for all the news bulletins, which happen every hour on the hour, promoting moneyweb.co.za, the brand, therein selling digital revenue to compound that, and likewise giving MoneyWeb platforms to make revenue out of the radio stations, which they weren't, well, they didn't have that opportunity before because there was no CEO or senior person who was leveraging the group.
Okay. Thank you very much, Dave, for your time and giving us some insights about the way forward for AME. That was Dave Tiltman. He's the CEO at AME.